people of the world. This is the Brothers Talk with your hosts, Rod, Scott, and Norm. Tune in each Friday wherever you listen to your favorite podcast or on our website to hear us, three black, unfiltered African-American men with no strings attached, as we give voice to the most feared, most misunderstood, and most rarely heard from segment of the population on topics of interest to us for education, enlightenment, and entertainment. You can reach us with your comments, questions, and suggestions at The Brothers Talk on Twitter, The Brothers Talk on Instagram, and the Facebook group of the same name. And if you want to share in more detail, hit us up at the email address, thebrotherstalk@gmail.com. You can also get more of us by watching The Brothers Talk show on Millennium TV's M24 streaming news station. Hello and welcome to Brothers Talk is back again, and we're awfully glad that you tune in to be a part of the podcast family. Thank you for being you, and if you're new to the conversation, we appreciate you for listening, and we hope that you'll spread the message. You've joined a truly worldwide family, as we've got listeners on every continent except Antarctica, and since there's an ice station there, who knows how long before they tune in as well. And if you're on Facebook, join the discussions in our groups, The Brothers Talk, Relaunching Black Wall Street Nationwide, hashtag Black Dollars Matter, and Black Parent University with over 4,500 members. And finally, if you can also see us do what we do on The Brothers Talk show each Saturday and Sunday night on the M24 News streaming service. Coronavirus is still the nation's top concern, and now with at least four other variants, Lambda, Zeta, Delta Plus, and now Mu, and I'm going to say this straight out, too many Black people are simply lying about being vaccinated. And not only are they paying the ultimate price, but they're helping to keep the pandemic going. What's the evidence? I'm glad you asked. The latest CDC data says that the unvaccinated among adults are 31 times more likely to be hospitalized with COVID than those who are vaccinated. And even among unvaccinated teens, they're 17 times more likely to be hospitalized. So here's what has me particularly disturbed. Too many Black people would rather not engage in the conversation about the vaccine because it requires a little bit of extra thinking. So they just say they've been vaccinated when they haven't. And when they get sick and die, you hear people saying he or she was completely healthy and totally vaccinated, which makes those who've gotten vaccinated or haven't gotten vaccinated more suspect of the vaccine. It's a terrible low rent thing to do. So at least have the courage to simply tell us that you didn't get vaccinated so that we can ostracize you for our own good and for your own stupidity. And now to my brothers in the struggle for critical thinking, Scott and Norm.
Hey, family. I want to thank you for your continued support. And like the topic of the day pretty much has been the coronavirus. Like Roy said, I'm just really disappointed in Black folks still using this same old, that Tuskegee thing for the reason. That's what, well, it's that Tuskegee thing. I'm tired of hearing that. It's not think for yourself. Look at what's happening around you. Especially those folks in the South, in the deep South, where hospitals are filled to capacity. You know, if you have any other pressing concern, like a heart condition or any other kind of condition, you can't get a bed because the hospitals are filling up. And for people to still say that they have some issues because they don't know what's in the vaccine or whatever reason they're using, they're just coming up with reasoning following behind white people, and we need to stop it. Norm?
Thanks, Scott. And I'm glad you mentioned Tuskegee experiment, because I'm tired of hearing about these conspiracy theories. And please get this vaccine, protect yourself, your family, your community, and let's move forward. Rod?
And so this week, we are going to focus on things Black people need to stop doing. Now, let's be clear, we're not talking about Negroes, so this isn't about a campaign against Cooney. We're talking about otherwise well-meaning Black folk who just happen to be practicing some habits that can prove detrimental to us as a people, and we'll tell you why. One, we need to stop allowing those from other ethnic groups to say derogatory things about Black people without challenging them and reminding them that there's plenty of other folks, especially whites, who've done the same thing or worse. I recently heard some white young men talking about Penny Hardaway, who's the coach at Memphis, supposedly paying players, and that's how he was getting these players to decommit from the white coaches to come and play for him at Memphis. Well, first of all, there aren't any teams out there basically in college now that don't find a way to pay players somehow. So if Penny is doing that, he's not doing it any more than any other coaches. And secondly, he really doesn't have to do it, in my opinion, because he has a staff full of NBA former players, as well as being a former NBA All-Star himself. So if a player was looking to hopefully get that opportunity to play in the NBA, he couldn't find a better program or a better coach to train under. So we need to make sure that we stop these folks from undermining our opinion of ourselves, because if we stand there and let them say this without saying anything, that's the damage that's being done.
Yeah, that's so true, Rod. And one of the things that bothers me a lot is how Black people go to these, not just agent businesses, but businesses in our communities that are ran by people who are not Black. Then they come back and complain about how the people treat them and how people look at them as suspect and follow them around the store. Why are you still going in the store? It just drives me crazy. Why would you keep going in there when somebody insults you that way and treat you like you haven't done anything? That I just want Black folks to stop making other people rich and then complain about the fact that they're making them rich.
And I can definitely say I'm really tired of our people voting for one party, the Democrats, basically, and not asking for anything, not actually following up on any kind of legislation in regards to our community, and just blindly giving away our votes. We have the CBC, and we don't hold them accountable at all. We have to do much better in regards to the political process in this country and how it affects our lives.
And we need to stop allowing white people to dictate what our standards of beauty and style are, when the truth of the matter is most of the world looks at us as the trendsetters for what is stylish, as well as trying to emulate a lot of our physical features. But yet when it comes to our own people, we have these white tastemakers who are actually saying that, you know, Black women in particular need to press their hair, press that thing that the whites want to have called body out of our hair to try to make it straight and stringy, as well as they try to emulate our cheekbones and things like that. But we are not considered the beautiful people that we really are. And so we even find ourselves, our women, actually emulating their makeup styles, when the truth of the matter is, like, they have to put that makeup on their faces because of the plain nature of it.
One of the things I want Black people to stop doing, too, is it seems like Black folks, especially on the job, they're so eager to acknowledge some accomplishment that some white person has done. And we know they have the upper hand on everything. But for Black people to keep talking about, oh, he's so smart and she's so intelligent and she's so this. They don't say the same thing about Black people, other Black people, but they say it about anybody but Black people. They give everybody recognition and high praise, but they don't do the same thing for Black people. As a matter of fact, they look for something negative to say about Black people.
You know, you see a lot of our young Black artists put their arm around white artists to give them the street credibility, to introduce them to our community and record buyers, and then these white artists will blow up and no longer have an attachment with our communities. We need to stop and concentrate on developing our young talent and promoting our young talent instead of reaching across the aisle for people who never reach back across the aisle to our communities. We need to look out at our artists first.
And we definitely need to stop co-signing cultural appropriation, because the truth of the matter is that all of these so-called artists who are not Black people, but who are copying Black musical styles, would never get any credibility if it wasn't for the fact that we will turn around and give them the credibility by talking them up and saying how much we like the Justin Timberlakes and the Robin Thickes. And the key is that none of those so-called artists are better than any of the black artists. As a matter of fact, they usually aren't as good, but we still have that old enslavement mentality of somehow wanting to just appreciate the fact that white people are trying to emulate us. And so we will do that, as you said, Norm, to the detriment of our own artists who are trying to make it, because we're giving our money and time and attention to whites who are doing their best to just imitate us.
Another thing I want black people to stop doing is, and it's a lot of the talking heads, the black talking heads on TV. Anytime there's an issue that's negatively impacting black people, they always try to say black and brown people, black and brown people, black and brown people for every situation. And the truth of the matter is, I don't hear any other ethnic groups talking about black and brown people. And the fact that black people are the ones out here, the ones who are out here on the front line, and whatever progress that we make, everybody else benefits from it before we do. And so for us to continue to lump ourselves with other ethnic groups is just not beneficial for black people.
Well, another thing I hate that we constantly do is while we're having a discussion regarding race, and we will always find black people who want to represent the white interest in a discussion and always basically want to tell us and ignore the oppression that we suffer in this country, the systematic, and explain that white people somehow aren't responsible for it, an individual or as a group. And they do have a responsibility, have a social responsibility to address the issues in this country, which they tend not to, and simply put more energy into absolving themselves from any responsibility than actually trying to address any real issues.
Yeah, Norm, you're right on point. And I want to add to that, we need to stop allowing the media to define who our representatives are. We need to stop putting rappers and athletes on camera to represent our point of view on important issues like race and economics, instead of going and finding those people who are sociologists or others who are economists and folks who are really looking at these issues and who study them and who have degrees, who really have something substantive to say. Well, we do not need to hear from Snoop Dogg and Stephen A. Smith about the conditions inside our communities.
One of the things that I want, and you guys are so right, there are so many things that black people that we're doing that's detrimental to black communities, but there are some things as individuals that we need to stop doing. And when black people go out here and buy Air Jordans and they pay in whatever, $300 or $400 for them, and you know you can't afford them, why are you spending your money like that? Then you got to pay your rent, or you got to borrow money to pay your light bill. Why are you going out here putting rims on a car that's worth more than the car, but yet you staying with your mama? You know, why are you out here buying shoes? You're not fooling anybody. You know, you're going out here, you're dressing like somebody that's making $1 million a year. You're putting all your money into crap like that. But people know you're not fooling anybody. So why are you doing that? Why are you putting yourself in that kind of financial situation? And that's one of the things that black people have been doing for a long time. And I think we need to stop, and people need to reexamine how they're spending their money.
Well, we definitely need to start to bring back the standards that our community used to have. We used to have a standard on behavior in public. We used to have a standard on dressing in public. You didn't embarrass your mother when you went out. You represented your family. Today, we really do not have standards, and our children walk around dressed anyway, speaking to adults any kind of way. And for some reason, we have stumbled and failed to really raise the next generation properly. And that's something that as a people, as a community, we need to get back to.
And we need to stop following whites and their destructive behaviors. We're now surging in opioid deaths, which was once the province of white people to the extent that it's negatively impacted their population growth. But as of this recording, we are beyond whites in terms of the numbers per 100,000 deaths from opioid addiction and overdoses. So we've got to recognize that we cannot continue to allow ourselves to go down these destructive paths that are being blazed by whites and then actually exceeding them in how they are undercutting our lives.
Rod, that's surprising to hear about the opioid, what's happening there, because that's normally, that's really not our thing. Another thing I want Black people to stop complaining about is quit complaining about the educational system and blaming the teachers and, but you're not doing your part as a parent. And, the fact that if your kid's failing, it's more your fault than anybody else, because you're not putting the time in there with your kids, but you want to blame everybody else. And I get tired of people complaining about teachers, complaining about, the school system, but they're not supporting the school system the way they need to be supported.
And I'm going to piggyback off of that one, Scott, in regards to embracing education by our community. You know, if you speak properly, young people want to say you sound white. Because you're speaking it because you're educated. You know, we have basically embraced ignorance and stupidity over education. And we as a community cannot afford that. We need to put education first and make sure that our young people and adults and everyone has the at least basic knowledge that we can come together and start to build something. Because as long as we see education as something negative, we will never go forward.
And we need to stop taking the easy way out, making other communities rich. And both take up the initiative to start businesses and encourage others to do so, not only with our lips, but with our dollars. We've got the most talent-rich pool of any ethnic group, and we know it. So let's help our brothers and sisters to capitalize off of it instead of simply working for others who don't look like us, but are reaping all the rewards for their communities.
That in itself, Rod, that would help the Black community more than anything. If we start looking inward and how we can support each other, how we can help each other, how we can save Black community, because we need to be saved, but we're the only ones who can do it. And to keep making other people rich, to keep idolizing other groups or let them treat us like with that parental authority that like what white people think they have over us, and we kind of just accept it, and don't push back and say, no, we can think for ourselves. We can do for ourselves. We just need you all to stop with this systematic racism and all these roadblocks that you keep throwing in our way.
And we also need to stop living for entertainment. We are the most entertained group of people on this planet. We go to the movies more than any other group. We listen to more music than any other group. We do everything except read and study so far than any other group. So we really have to concentrate and turn that TV off, cut the music down, cut watching the movies so much, and let's get to where we need to do study.
And finally, and this may be the hardest one, we need to stop feeding into stereotyping other Black people without stopping to think about what we're up against. Now, I want to be absolutely crystal clear that I'm not excusing bad behavior or bad service. But what I am saying is that it's way too easy to have the reflex action that's become a part of our own internalized racism of simply saying, see, when you try to work with or patronize or spend your money with Black folks, or we say, it's hard dealing with our people, or what is it about us? Which I believe really is the right question, if only we were asking it sincerely instead of condescending. We all know that as a people, we begin at a disadvantage, and that's before we even get to how the decks are stacked against us. So let's not make a bad situation worse. And yes, we may definitely run into some bad situations, but let's resist the notion to compound the problem when we could at least try to offer some positive feedback, even if we have to do it with some tough love. Nope, don't excuse it, but just don't walk away from it, and don't condemn it either, because in time, you're going to share that bad experience with somebody. And by the same token, let's go out of our way to let them know when they've gotten better. And on the subject of Black business, Scott, you've got our positive experience of the week.
Our Black positive business that we want to recognize is this young man named Damon Lawrence, who's a Howard graduate, Howard alumnus, who opened a hotel in Albany, Georgia. And the reason that this is really kind of near and dear to our hearts is one of the things that we've been pushing is Black entrepreneurship. And we've been pushing that for young Black folks. And here's this guy who looked around, saw that there was a need. My understanding is he had properties in other places. But for a guy to be this young, had 8 years of hospitality experience in the hotel business. And then to come to Albany of all places to open a hotel, you know, I think it says a lot. And I'm hoping that, you know, we might have had a little bit to do with that push for him to open something up in Albany.
Great story, Scott. And we've heard some wonderful things about this young man in the hospitality industry. So if you're in the Albany, Georgia area, look up Hotel Gordon and patronize him. That's it. And thanks again to all of the Brothers Talk family. And remember to check out the hour-long Brothers Talk show airing Saturday and Sunday on the TV streaming service, M24 News. Also, don't forget to follow us at the Brothers Talk on Twitter, Brothers Talk on Instagram, and like our Facebook page. And a quick reminder that if you want to share more of your thoughts with us and the Brothers Talk family, there's the Brothers Talk group on Facebook. Finally, if you want more information about our 12-point relaunching Black Wall Street plan or to give us direct feedback, show ideas, or questions in long form, you can email us, thebrotherstalk@gmail.com. So until next time, God bless you all for your time and for your support. And you always have our absolute commitment that we'll never take it or you for granted. And remember, let's do better today because that's all we really have.